with Marco and Judy from, and they live along the Rio Grande River. And Judy is from the Laredo area, and Marco is from the El Paso area. And we know that the Rio Grande River is one of the longest rivers anywhere, and it's about 1,200 miles long, give or take a few.
Yeah,
y'all live somewhere around 800 or 900 miles apart.
Yeah.
So they're doing your water quality studies. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the difference is between 800 or 900 miles and how the river changes. Judy, can you tell me a little bit about the area where you do your water testing on the river?
Our area is really polluted because as it comes from El Paso, it brings a lot of different garbage and down the river, and other rivers connect to it. So when it gets down to Laredo, it has a lot of pollution.
What kinds of pollutants do you typically find in your segment of the river?
Ooh, all kinds of pollution.
All kinds. Do you know where it comes from mainly?
From the other cities.
From the other cities?
Yeah.
Is there a big effort in your area to try to clean up the water quality?
Yes, we are trying to clean it, and that's why we're doing testing and studies.
And so your school is playing a big role in getting the information
yes.
out to the public.
We go once, at least once a month.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Marco? What's your area like?
It's really dirty because we have a lot of industrial like things around there, and some of them pour their junk right into the river. Like we found tires and metal barrels and just several different things that could only come from them. And also a lot of people like to go there and just party, just to drink, you know, because along the way where it is, or my site is, there's a beer depots and stuff, and we also find lots of beer cans, beer bottles, and just a bunch of other containers. Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we're finding out that the Rio Grande is fairly low in its water quality,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can do something about it with you guys' help. I have a question from Daisy. She says, some fish are endangered because of overfishing. Should we eat fish?
Yeah, you should eat fish. You know, but you should really take everything in moderation. Too much of one thing is bad for you, just as everything.
Which is not really safe because the water is being polluted a lot. So it's not really safe to eat fish from that river.
Yeah, I know we have some warnings that we put out not to eat too many fish from
yeah.
certain areas all over Texas, really. There are several hot spots in Texas where contaminants have made things inedible. Well, it's been really great talking to you guys about the Rio Grande, and maybe together we can get some information out to the public and help to clean that river up.
Yeah, that's correct.
Very good.